Today on the Prairie Ag Wire, I'm joined by the CEO of Cereals Canada, Dean Dias. And Dean, there's a couple of issues that we want to hit on today. Let's start with the fact that Cereals Canada has released its 2023 annual report. Take us through some of the highlights in that report, if you will.
It's an exciting time every year when we have to release our annual report. For those that are wanting to read it, it's online, cerealscanadaannualreport.ca. The annual report is an exciting time because the staff here do some incredible work in support of the cereals value chain. Cereals Canada is responsible for wheat, barley, and oats, and you'll notice that in the report, there's a lot of work done on behalf of these crops. There's a few highlights in the report, you know. A couple of key ones would be, you know, our role is market access and making sure that we keep markets open. One of the highlight stories would be the work we did with the CFIA in Vietnam, and there was a phytosanitary issue in Vietnam, and we were able to reopen that market for the Canadian value chain. Then the other one is our technical support that we provide to our grain industry. We've had some customers that always look for technical support, either to use the crop or to make sure that, you know, the quality of the Canadian crop, you know, enhances the value in their own end products. So we were able to, you know, problem solve an issue that was happening in South America, where they were making hamburger buns, which had some blistering and a space that was happening within the buns. And we realized that it wasn't really the flour quality of Canadian wheat. It was the ingredients that they were using. So those are just two examples. But on top of that, you know, it highlights all of the work that we do on different programs that we do throughout the year, that we bring participants to Canada, or the new crop missions and the harvest assessment work that we do to inform our customers on, you know, that year's quality crop, right? So it's a lot of information that is available on the Cereals Canada annual report.ca site. And I encourage everybody to go read it.
Cereals Canada now is looking at building a new building. Can you fill us in as far as what's happening on that side of things?
We have been in the same space for over 50 years, and our lease is coming to an end, and that expires on March 31st, 2027. With that date fast approaching and the current facility not meeting our current and future needs, it is important for us to look for a space that can help us, you know, continue to serve our value chain by providing the expertise they need to compete in the global marketplace. And that is the journey we are on right now.
Where are you looking to build or to have a space? Do you want to stay in that downtown section? Are you looking at maybe being a little further out?
The vision is to stay in the downtown area where we are close to the grain trade. We have access to international flights, and this area provides us the service and the efficiency needed to support our current customers and members.
Are you looking at building yourself, or if you can find the right place, you're good to go?
We've engaged and worked with engineers and infrastructure experts to analyze our current needs and our future needs. And through work with these consultants, it was determined that the best option for us would be to have a new build, because the existing building is just not feasible for us because of our specialized equipment needs that need a certain type of, say, concrete. We need, you know, blowout walls. We need certain type of electrical cords, which cannot be found in existing space. Even if we found an existing space, to retrofit it is just not feasible. So we've done our due diligence on that part. And the goal is to build a facility that will meet our needs today and well into the future.
I've been talking with Dean Dias. Dean is the CEO of Cereals Canada. For Golden West, I'm Glendalee Allen-Bossler.